Hidden the mystery of our redemption from the fall of mankind, for our Lord kept the apostles in a sort of ignorance, but there was one who was dwelling among them who understood full well the mystery of our Christ's passion and the words he spoke to the apostles this day. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men because the Blessed Virgin Mary would be intimately involved in the sacrifice of Christ, and until it was completed, that mystery essentially was held in the heart of Christ, in the heart of Mary, and to some degree, some of the apostles who had some understanding, but truly did not have even close to the depth of the understanding of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, in today's Gospel, our Lord refers to that mystery that was first told to our first parents, that one would come whom there would be enmity between the woman and the seed, and that jointly they would conquer the kingdom of death and open the gates of heaven to all mankind. And so Christ would be handed over to men, he would suffer, he would be crucified, and he would die for them. And when that mission was accomplished, he had reconciled all mankind to God, and all that is left is for us to make up, as St. Paul tells us, what was lacking in the suffering of Christ. That is, Christ and his mother freely offer themselves and are slaughtered for the sake of mankind, and it is to man to respond to that offering. God will not force this mystery upon us. He simply undergoes the mystery and offers it for all mankind. And so, if we constantly seek and strive by prayer to acquire that virtue of humility, we come to understand more and more deeply this mystery of our salvation, and to understand more deeply the mystery of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the one who was ordained by God to be the Mother of God from all eternity. And indeed, as we can understand, our Lord would be telling us this very clearly, that he had her in mind from the beginning of all time. He had her in mind for all eternity, and he had her in mind for one mission and one mission only, that the creature would give flesh to the Creator. And so it was that Christ ordained the Immaculate Virgin Mary to be the one who would form the flesh of mankind. And so, as man, our Lord gives the Father perfect glory, and he is able to do that because of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so we have a most profound mystery. Christ formed Mary in order that Mary may form Christ. And so we must strive always and everywhere to acquire those same dispositions and thoughts of our Lord towards his ever-blessed Virgin Mary. We must simply not be devoted to her in a superficial way, but we must strive to understand her as the Lord understands her, and then we will see the central role she shares with Christ in the mission of salvation, and the most extraordinary graces that were bestowed upon her, that in the Blessed Virgin Mary, God is more pleased by a simple word from her than all the words of all the angels and all the saints combined. All the praise of the Church does not give more pleasure to God than a single word from his mother, a single command from his mother to do this in the holy home of Nazareth, or to do that. And so we are truly confronted here with a mystery that we will ponder for all eternity if we strive always and everywhere to enter into the mystery of our salvation, the handing over of Christ to men in order that men may slaughter their Savior, and in that slaughter the gates of heaven can be opened to the very ones who were the cause of his death. And that is not simply those who dwelt in the time of our Lord, but it is all of us, save the Blessed Virgin Mary, for all of us at one time in our lives came under the rule of Satan because we, unlike her, were conceived in original sin, and we immediately begin to recognize the uniqueness of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that all of us at one time in our lives were slaves of Satan, and that we are freed because the Blessed Virgin Mary never came under the dominion of Satan, not even for an instant in the womb of her mother by the stain of original sin, but that she was preserved from all sin from the first moment of her conception, so that she could become the Mother of God and form the Savior of the world. And so let us truly rejoice and truly try to enter into that mystery of our consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that in forming Christ, she also formed us. For in giving her fiat to the angel Gabriel, she gave her fiat to the mystical body. And so, when the child Christ was born of her, so also we were born of her, and we are truly her children. Unlike our relationship to God the Father, by which we become his children through adoption, the Blessed Virgin Mary is truly our mother in the higher order, because she is the mother of all humanity in the supernatural order. And so we cannot merely resolve to love her as if she was our mother, but we must resolve to love her as our mother, for that is what she truly is. And if we remain her children, then she will deliver us from the wickedness and snares of the devil, and ultimately bring us to that home where we will join the angels and saints, praising and pondering that mystery of our redemption for all eternity, not suffering anything that could diminish our understanding of this mystery. For there we have no fear of the devil gaining access to us, for there is an abyss between heaven and hell. And so let us strive always to have our minds and our hearts set on that goal, set out for us by our Most Holy Mother and our Blessed Lord, her Son. And let us strive always to ponder that mystery of Mary, try always to think like Christ towards his mother, so that she also can form Christ in us, so that we, like our Lord, will not hesitate when we are called to make that ultimate sacrifice in reparation for our sins and for the sins of the world, that is our death, whether it comes through a martyrdom or whether it comes through the ravages of old age or the ravages of disease or whether it comes unexpectedly by an accident. Let us always find ourselves ready, willing, and able, like Christ and Mary, to enter into that mystery of suffering that ultimately will culminate in the greatest sacrifice we can make. And that is why consecration to the Mother of God is so important. For by consecrating ourselves to her, we in a certain sense undergo a martyr's death each and every day of our lives, because what a martyr does is truly die to himself, and a soul consecrated to the Mother of God dies each and every day, or tries to die each and every day, by giving to the Mother of God all the faculties of soul and body, so that everything we have received we may give back to God through the Immaculate, and then she will give to us that greatest of all rewards, union with her Son for all eternity in heaven.
Immortal.